This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howard. Today you're going to listen in as I speak with Chris Fremmel, IT manager at the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. Here Chris shares how the organization united data from 26 departments, thousands of cost centers, and millions of records to create a true performance management system. Hear about some of the benefits of the system and some lessons learned along the way. Could you tell us a little bit about the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority?
Well, we provide water, sewer services to the residents of the city of Albuquerque. And we also provide billing services for the solid waste department for the city of Albuquerque.
What were some of the central issues or pains your agency faced before Cognos?
Our problem was that most of our reporting was done through, at that time, a mainframe product. And to really do anything with that data, you had to either rekey it or just have a calculator by side while you were looking at the reports, or to search things, you'd have to go through the reports page by page to look for what you were searching for. So there was really no way either for the user to generate their own reports or get data or download it into Excel or do anything like that, but it was also very difficult for the IT shop to generate reports because you had to have some programming skills in those proprietary programs, programming languages, and you had to write the program. So, you know, we had 26 departments with, you know, thousands of cost centers. That could take up a lot of programmers' time on doing all those different reports.
What was your strategy followed for finding a solution?
Well, what happened was is back then we owned a product from GIAC Financials. That was our financial system. And they had determined, I guess, that companies were having the same problem that we were having. So they ended up providing Cognos PowerPlay. So we went ahead and bought that, and that started helping out. And basically when they opened up the Impromptu for us, we bought that through our financial vendor, and we started using Impromptu and PowerPlay for reporting. And then eventually we kind of broke away from having that our financial vendor be our third party through Cognos, and we just ended up going Cognos directly.
Can you speak to some of the outcomes in terms of new efficiencies gained, cost savings, or better information?
I just know how hard it is to get some of this information out beforehand and how much easier it is right now to either run the report, dump it into Excel, schedule reports and send it out, create reports. It's much easier. It just depends upon what people come to me and what they need to do in Cognos is the savings. Most of the savings is done gained upon saving time of having to create the report manually, and that's where the savings is done. Sometimes it can be done to improve a job, send a notification out on a service request instead of having somebody to check email, just running like Event Studio every 5 minutes to look at our service request system, and then when it finds a particular service request, it sends that email to the workers in the field that will get the work done. So I see the savings, and they're intangible more so than dollar savings. But if I had to go through all the reports we produce in Cognos, I could probably come up with an idea of what we're saving versus what they used to have to do manually. Now they can go get the report, get the data, without having to call me up and say, or my department up and say, can you run this report for me and send it to me in Excel? They can go do that themselves, so it saves me time as well, and I can do other things.
Are there any sort of eureka moments where you saw information you simply never knew before? Any stories that stick out in your mind?
I think the best one is, I think for me from water, is just being able to look at water usage and revenue amounts across various dimensions in an analysis cube here at Water. And that's going against millions of records. But once it comes into a cube, it's very easy to look around and see areas and monitor your water consumption. and certain billing cycles that are having problems, certain accounts that are having problems, and things like that.
Have you moved beyond solving an initial problem to tackling other business issues?
Getting reports out, let's just say writing a report for somebody, that might be solving a problem. The business issues now is we're kind of really trying to use it more as a business process to improve business processes and improve customer service. Or using Event Studio to notify people of issues arising, and it might not be a problem, but just what's going on. So let me say that creating a report for somebody who can't get the information, that would be just solving a problem. I think more now, yes, we're still creating those reports, but I think we're doing using Cognos in a way that is improving the business process. And how can we put that into a business process to make somebody's job more efficient? That's what I think we're doing now.
Right.
And I think that's why we're probably using Event Studio more now, is to, instead of, you know, somebody wants to see this information or this type of information, or they're monitoring this, or they're looking for this problem, instead of running reports, we just run Event Studio every 5 minutes, every 4 hours, every once a day to notify them, then they can take action. So to me, I think we're using it more to improve business processes now.
Right.
Which could be considered solving a problem, but to me, it's making the job more efficient.
What are your future plans? Any lessons learned along the way?
Initially, we didn't promote Power Play very much. So the usage of some of the tools in Cognos are not as what I wish they would be, but it's getting better and better. If I had to do it all over again, I would have probably marketed this in a little bit different of way and highlighted a lot on the benefits of Analysis Studio Power Play. Now I'm working on highlighting Power Play, but I'm also trying to highlight Metrics Studio by sending out emails and by putting metrics on SharePoint, and I'm trying to highlight Event Studio by showing people, instead of running a report to go find an issue or an event, let's say, we can do this and run this every few minutes for you and let you know when somebody's going to come off a probation and you need to give them a raise, or when we send out birthday cards to everybody on their birthday, well, we have a event report that emails our HR department when somebody's birthday is coming up so they know to send them a card. So it's something small, but beforehand they'd have to go run a report to find out whose birthdays are coming up. No, that's not done anymore. So, I mean, we use it from very high-level reports to something as simple as notifying somebody that their birthday's coming up.
For more information on how IBM Cognos software is helping government agencies, please visit ibm.com/cognos/government.
Better intelligence, better business. Discover how to achieve both at the IBM Cognos performance events coming this fall to a city near you. See the newest BI and performance management solutions, in-depth product demonstrations, and more at one of our 50 events worldwide. Admission is free, but space is limited, so find your event and secure your seat. Find out more at www.ibm.com/cognos/performance2009.
Performance management you can listen to. This is BI Radio.